So the most common question on Channel 9 is, who are you?
Hi, I'm Lisa Feigenbaum. I'm a program manager on the Visual Basic team.
And what do you work on?
I work on the VBIDE, so that includes features that you probably see and use every day, error correction, XML comments, edit and continue, Visual Basic development settings, code snippets.
And we're going to talk about code snippets. Cool.
All right, well, code snippets are a new feature for Visual Basic 2005. One of the pillars for 2005 was that we wanted to help you write less code, and for the code that you do write, to help you write it more quickly. So code snippets definitely help you do that. The scenario is that you're in the IDE, you're working on your application, and you want to add some kind of functionality to your app, whether it be to create an email message, determine the size of a drive on the machine, add data to a Windows form control from an array, whatever it may be. And so maybe you don't know how to do it, and before 2005 you'd probably go to a help doc and try to figure out what to do, or go look for a sample online and then copy and paste code from there and try to adapt it to your app. But the beauty about code snippets is that you get that functionality straight from the IDE. So we have 340 code snippets in the Pro and Standard SKUs, over 400 in VSTS, and they're just ready-baked pieces of code for you to insert in your application.
So how did you go about selecting which ones you included?
A lot of them were taken from the help docs. We tried to figure out types of tasks that people normally had questions about and turn them into code snippets. So the idea is that in 2005, when you're about to do a task, we want you to think, you know, let me see if there's a code snippet to do that task, rather than first jumping to help necessarily all the time.
And this is totally different than MyDot in BB 2005?
So I think MyDot kind of gets the same need to know how to do these tasks. But the types of tasks that we do through code snippets are different than the types of tasks that we do through My. Like, My, some of those tasks might take hundreds of lines to write. There's usually only one or two parameters that you need to pass in. Code snippets is a little bit more demonstrational. They're usually shorter. Usually you're going to want to customize the actual behavior within the code snippet, but we're trying to teach you how to do the task, and then you can work with it and mold it into your app.
So do you have some cool demos that show off this code snippet?
Sure.
Well, cool.
Let's get into the IDE. So I'm going to start up the S. Create a new project. So you access code snippets through this snippet picker. So you just right-click in the editor and select Insert Snippet. Then you see we have directories for all the different categories of tasks that you might want to do. So application has tasks related to accessing another application outside of the current application. Working with click once deployed apps, etc. Collections and arrays for creating, indexing, iterating through various types of collections and arrays. There's hundreds, as I've said, but you can see there's a variety of categories between data, working with drives, folders, and files on your machine, smart devices, Windows Forms controls, XML. So there's a lot there.
So a lot of these things you can do with the .NET framework and code already, but these are just pre-made components?
Right, and just it's a discoverability issue, so it teaches you what's there. Mm-hmm. So when you're asking about My, for example, there are certain snippets that really are just using My. A lot of the file system snippets, for example. But it's kind of a discoverability issue. So these snippets you might not use as often. Once you first discover that it's in My, you'll probably just access it from My in the future. But it's kind of the idea that when there's a task that you're trying to do, you go see if there's a snippet to do it, and then you can learn what APIs we do have to offer.
So how did you bring that up? How do you,
Yeah, let's go back through that snippet picker. Control Z, first of all, will remove whatever code snippet you just inserted. So I had just used right-click Insert Snippet before, but there's also a handy shortcut. Question mark tab will also bring up the picker. And I definitely encourage you just to, you know, navigate around here and see what's there. So you can arrow down, you can click, it's context sensitive, you can start to type, and then you hit enter to go forward, delete to go back, and then you can see as you arrow down this list, you get this tooltip. So we consider the items in the list the titles of the snippets, and then in the tooltip you get the description of the snippet, which contains a little more information, and then you also get the shortcut. So the cool thing about the shortcut is that it helps you quickly access the snippet again. We had mentioned one of the reasons to use snippets is to learn how to do a task, but also if they're tasks that you do frequently, it might also be useful just to encapsulate that code into a snippet so you can easily spit it out into your app over and over again. So you can see if I click on the title here, I'll insert the snippet, but then if I also, well, I can do Control Z. If I navigated back to that snippet, I can see that there was a shortcut called Create Sort. So Escape will get you out of the picker. If I do Col Create Sort tab, then I get the snippet inserted as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this green highlight is part of it?
Yeah, this the green highlights are replacements. So code snippets, you know, beyond being able to just access them straight from the IDE, they also kind of improve upon the experience of copy and pasting code from online by adding other functionality as well. So these replacements are one part of that functionality versus having to figure out, you know, what part of the code do I have to replace and edit in order to customize it and get it to compile on my app. We've already highlighted the common fields that you'll want to replace when you do go to use the snippet in your own code. And you can tab through those replacements. Shift tab will get you, will go backwards. And then you can see when I put my mouse over any of these replacements, there's instructions for me about, you know, how I want to make this replacement or what I want to replace this text with.
So it's like IntelliSense around the code snippet. Automatically.
So the tooltip is not necessarily IntelliSense functionality. It's not looking around at the rest of your app. That's actually just part of the snippet itself.
But it's picking up some information to help you use the code snippet.
Right. So let me show you an example actually of how code snippets can give you that kind of IntelliSense functionality that maybe you're referring to. So for example, if on my form. Sorry, let me open the form. If I add a couple controls, a couple of buttons, and then let's go back into code. I'm going to remove...
What was that?
I'm not sure what happened there. I'm just going to delete this.
How long did it take you to...
I've never seen it before.
Okay.
If we go ahead and invoke the picker again and use one of our Windows Forms application snippets. We have a snippet to add a tooltip to our Windows Form control. So you can see with this replacement, when I press Control Space over it, it recognizes all of the objects that I have of that type in my application. So the idea is that you had this form, you had a couple buttons, you had this task you wanted to do, which was to add a tooltip. You put in the snippet, it gives you these replacement fields kind of guiding you where you want to make your replacements, and then just by hitting Control Space to invoke IntelliSense, it can infer what kind of replacement you're going to want to make.
So it sounds like just knowing the hotkeys for the code
yeah,
snippets
is like a key. Yeah, it's kind of what I want to give you today.
Yeah, but and so once you get that, you just kind of are on your way.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So yeah, Control Space is a good one there. If you don't have a even though you were going to add a tooltip to control, if you didn't have one at the time, you can use this top option to create a new control, and it'll add a variable definition above your code snippet. One of the other little tips you were just talking about that I wanted to get in when I was showing you those shortcuts, each of these directories have a prefix that they use in their shortcuts. So for collections and arrays, see. There's array. Sorry, collections and arrays are mixed here. So you can see they all start with either ARR or COL. So if I were to go back here, you know, some of those shortcuts were kind of long, so if I only remember the beginning of it, I can type in the beginning of the shortcut, press question mark, and then tab, and then I get this shortcut menu that shows up, and in the tooltip you have the title. So here I can just search, you know, all of the snippets that I have related to arrays. So it's a pretty useful way just to get in there. Some of the other functionality that those two snippets didn't necessarily expose is that when you insert snippets, you also get the associated import statements and references that you might need for that code. So the reason why you didn't see it with the Windows Forms snippets was because the references it was adding were already actually included in the project template for Windows Forms applications. So if you see here in my project, we have system.windows.forms already included, but if you use another snippet that has a reference that wasn't already there, for example, I know that Crystal Reports uses some references that we don't already have in the template. So you can see how above here, it just inserted those import statements to your file. If we go back to the App Designer, we have two new references that have been added.
So that's, you don't have to know about this, but it's useful to know just for your project. I mean, and the whole idea is it keeps it kind of abstract. You just start using the snippet.
Right,
and
you shouldn't have to know what the snippet necessarily depends on. Like, that responsibility falls on the snippet author. And when we get in, when we start to look at the snippets a little bit more closely, you can see how it's actually built into the snippet itself.
Okay, cool.
So we can do that now.
Show us more.
Okay. So snippets are actually XML files that get installed to disk with the product. They're XML files, but they have a .snippet, they're renamed with the .snippet extension. So if you want to see where these files actually live on your machine, one other thing to show you is the Code Snippets Manager. So if you go to Tools, Code Snippets Manager, this probably kind of looks similar to the snippet picker we were looking at because it has all the same directories. So this is another place you can go to kind of browse your snippets. You can see the title, shortcut, and then here you also have the location on disk where the snippet is stored. So almost all of these snippets you can see are in the program files directory. We do have one directory that we install with the product to your My Documents folder. So that, you know, if you're not an admin on the machine, that's where you can add your own snippets and edit your own snippets there.
What's under that language dropdown?
So the Code Snippets Manager, from here you can view the snippets that we have installed for all the different languages. So we are working with Visual Basic. There are also snippets in C#. Their snippets that are installed with the product are more focused on refactoring and expansion type snippets. In Visual Basic, those would be found under this Common Code Patterns directory. I'm not going to get into those as much today because it's kind of a different animal snippets. Like, these are not as much instructional, but you'll see they're common constructs that you'd use, and you probably won't want to code all the time, like loop statements, conditionals, try catch finallys, etc. So you can think of those as kind of code gems that you would normally get, like NSETs that normally get generated, but here they're being given to you by hitting tab as you would for snippets. But snippets are also customizable, so that's one way that this kind of improves upon other code generation we have, because you can really decide for expansions what code to generate. So C# also has these same kind of task-based snippet that are the same kind of tasks that Visual Basic has, but they release those on the web. So if we want to get into the files themselves,
can we see what's in the folder. So each language has its own folder, essentially, of collection.
You can see there's a VB in the path here. So,
when do you need to know what's in there?
When you need to know where the snippets
to use the snippets, you don't need to know that.
No, yeah. Definitely not. Yeah, this is basically just when you want to start editing your code snippets. So for some people, you might never need to do this part. Like just looking at or just using the snippets that get installed with the product or downloading additional snippets online might be all that you want to do. But for other people, once you start using snippets a lot, there are certain customizations that you'll want to make, and it's really easy to do that. So that's an exciting feature that you might want to be able to use. So at that point, if you want to customize existing snippets, you'll have to find the existing snippet files on disk to edit those. If you want to add your own snippets, we advise adding them to that My Code Snippets directory.
Got it.
So that's when you'll have to know. One other thing, though, from the Code Snippets Manager, like if you're adding your own new snippets, you don't necessarily have to use the ones that are already installed. You can just place those directories wherever you want on disk and then just register them by using that Add button and adding them from here. And then you can also remove snippet directories if you realize that, I don't know, you never work with smart devices, then you can just click there and remove it. So these are what the snippets that you see in the Code Snippets Manager are the ones that will show up in the picker in the IDE. So we consider these the registered Code Snippets directories. Okay.
So you said those are XML files?
Mm-hmm. So we can open one of those up just to take a look. I just copy that path. So we can take that Windows Form snippet that we were looking at. Oh, one other thing while I have the directory open. So you saw how if I double-click, then it automatically opened up in the XML editor. But if you have snippets also have a drag-and-drop functionality. So that can be really cool if, you know, someone's just emailed you a snippet, you have it on your desktop somewhere. You want to put it into your code without necessarily adding it to a register directory, or like you were saying, knowing where those code snippets are stored. You can come back over here. It's going to remove that snippet. And you can just drag and drop it in, and it inserts as a snippet. So it's pretty cool that it's smart about the content.
Very cool.
So going back over here, we can take a brief look at the schema. If you actually want to see the schema definition, you can just right-click while you're inside of the XML editor viewing one of these snippets and say go to definition. And here you actually get the complete schema in this XSD file. But I can show you some of the commonly used fields here. So here you can see we have the title, the description, the shortcut. The shortcut is one thing that I do advise editing, you know, if there's certain shortcuts that would be more memorable for you, it's pretty easy to just open up a snippet, change the shortcut, go back to your work. And
so what's the implication of changing the ones that exist, and what if you get, like, a service pack or a new version? Does it erase your changes? How does this work in versioning, you know, editing an existing one versus creating a new one?
So I would say you probably want to keep all of the existing ones there on disk. When you do want to edit an existing one, then I would create a new one under a new file name. And that way, you know, at least you always have the old files.
Now, can you hide ones you don't want to see, or you just remove the file, or how does that work?
Right, so we will expose all the snippets that are in the registered snippet directories. So what you might want to do is, if there are snippets that you don't use anymore, create a new directory and call it old. Like, don't register it, so it won't show up, but you'll still have them on disk.
Got it. Cool.
So I can show one way that we might advise doing that. For example, if we go back in here, in connectivity and networking, we have a snippet to create an email message. You can see I just added this import statement up here. So in the email message, if you look at the replacement fields, the first one says, you know, replace with the email address of the sender. replace with the email address of the recipient, the subject, the message text, etc. So maybe I find that, you know, the sender is most frequently myself, and sender at address doesn't really help me. So I want to edit the snippet just so that the default string there will show up as my own name. So I can go ahead and go in the tools, Code Snippets Manager, Connectivity and Networking. I see the snippet here. I see where it's located on disk. I just copy that path. Send an email. So we've opened up the snippet. Oops. Okay, so I'm going against my own advice. So yeah. So the first thing we want to do before we edit it is to copy it, paste it. The reason why I'm pasting it here right now is because I'm going to want my new snippet to show up in that same directory where it used to lie. We do advise if you have a whole set of new snippets, you know, create a new directory right. for it so you don't have mm-hmm. multiple ones.
And then you can differentiate directory. Which ones are
Which ones are Microsoft Author, yeah. which ones you've edited yourself. So I'll open up my copy right now. And I'll change the title just so I'll be able to differentiate it. I'll just say mine here. And then the shortcut, because I'm going to be adding my address here, I'll just say Lisa email. And then without even really knowing the schema, you can kind of just figure out from here, you know, sender address at address was the old text that was there. I want to replace my own address. So I'll say Lisa at fight. And I just save the snippet. Not sure. Oh, I just had a new instance open. Okay, well, if I get into code from here. Now if I do Lisa ?tab, you see that my new shortcut is showing up here.
So you don't even have to, like, say anything, run a command, say refresh or restart Visual Studio?
It's right there. As long as it's in an existing register directory,
you'll
pick it up. It listens to that file change
event. If you added a new folder, would you have to go hit a button or restart VS, or how does that work?
So if you add a new folder, I think that folder will automatically show up there. But we do have a cache of those shortcut names, so you just have to make sure that it was you're doing an action where you'd fire off a file change event there.
Cool.
All right. So yeah, you can see it replaced the text there.
So does that green highlight stay there after you save your program and reopen it?
So it stays there for the duration that the file is open. So we can save that.
If you close that and reopen it?
Yeah. Oh, I think I have to, if I close the project.
Oh, the project.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing is that there are going to be cases where you do want to have that replacement functionality staying around. For example, like the tooltips are all there, and so those will go away if the replacement fields go away. Also, there are linked replacements. In time, you'll see there are snippets. I think we had it in, let's see, one of those collections and arrays. Yeah, so if we have the name of our generic dictionary, we call it inventory. You see as soon as I tab off how like these other replacement fields also got replaced. So these three fields are replaced, and that's some cool replacement functionality that you wouldn't have if those markers immediately went away.
So things are happening after the template is inserted, not just when you select it.
Yeah, as long as those green markers are around, like, the snippet functionality is all still there. So let's see. What are we talking about?
What kind of feedback have you gotten from developers using Code Snippets?
It's been interesting to hear just what people use Code Snippets for. Like, some people, people are definitely really thrilled by the feature. I think for me, just to see the direction of where code snippets are going, it's interesting to hear the uses. Like, for example, people will use them in demos sometimes. It's a really useful way to have, to insert a large block of code. There's also energy developing around writing your own code snippets, or in enterprise settings, having a set of code snippets written for the enterprise that are normally used in...
Now are some people actually using it to get a quick way of getting around looking at the documentation? Like, oh, how do I do something with a clipboard or a file? And just pop in the code snippet and look at the source, and they know what framework classes to call and so forth?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, that's what we're hoping for. Because I think that, I mean, if you go to a help doc, our help docs are great for learning the product, but if there is a code snippet for that topic, it's definitely preferable because you get this replacement functionality. You don't have to think, you know, how do I have to implement this concept in order to make it work in my app and get it to compile. Like, here we have all the necessary references automatically added, import statements.
A lot of developers like to code before they read the docs, and this really helps speed
that
up.
Yeah, it's right there. You don't have to go look for help.
Right. So.
Cool. So I think we were looking at that other snippet just to see some of the other things in the schema. Here, when we talked about the fact that it's the responsibility of the snippet owner to make sure that any necessary references are included, this is where you would do that. Here you can see that the Windows Forms, system.Windows Forms is included as a reference.
It seems someone that's not an expert at understanding the schema would know what fields to change in order to make it work. It seems pretty...
Yeah, so definitely as you're starting off, I'd advise, you know, use an existing snippet.
Right.
And then edit that to create your own. So you can see some of the other fields here, the imports. These are the replacements. We actually have two different types of replacements, objects and literals. Objects are replacements that you expect the user is going to already have in his or her application, and so you're going to replace it with an existing item. For example, here the object replacement is the control. So this was from the example where we were adding a tooltip to a control, and we, I can just open it up again. So remember, it was able to access these other types. That's because this replacement was created as an object type replacement. Literals are more for variable names, things like that, where you're not going to necessarily want to access other existing items in your application.
So how many code snippets are in VB 2005?
So there are 343 in Pro and Standard SKUs, and over 400 in...
How are they categorized? Just in that one list you saw, or...?
Right, in that folder structure.
You can search on by name or by category?
Well, you can search by category there. We do have...
That thing with the array you were showing.
Oh, right, so you can search by shortcuts as well.
Right.
So that's what we have in 2005. There are other, there's a shared source project that we're trying to start up that would be an add-in tool for search functionality for snippets. So there you'd be able to enter any string, and then you would get in your results list all the snippets that contain that string in the title or summary.
That project already started?
It's still formulating. We've worked on a prototype here. We're trying to establish the requirements, but... Certainly, any viewers who are interested should get in touch with us too.
Where and how?
I'd say my email address is probably a good place right now. Also, I wanted to show you a few sites where you can see just what's going on in the code snippets world, where we kind of keep our updates. So after this video, if you want to look back and remember how to insert code snippets, or want to see our frequently asked questions about code snippets, that's where we post most things.
Got it.
So I can show that site now if you like. Or...
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a VB IDE blog, and I'm just go to one of the snippet entries. Okay, so here's a fact that we wrote for code snippets, and we keep this updated. It's also on the Visual Basic forum. So the address, you can just notice here, it's blogs.msdn.com/vbid, and you can email me through the blog. Also on the Visual Basic forum, we have three VB forums, a general language and IDE. So on the VBID forum, that's a great place to post any questions you might have about code snippets. We also have a thread here, I bookmarked it. You know, I mentioned that we have hundreds of code snippets included in Visual Studio already, but you know, if you notice that there's a task that you're trying to complete and there isn't a code snippet for it, we want to know that information. And so we have this thread that we've started on the VBID forum so you can request snippets. And
is the idea you'd create some new ones and throw them online or save them for a new version or maybe a little both?
So we have a site online. I can show you this on MSDN. Let's see. Brad McCabe is running this site for us. So it's through the download page for Visual Basic, msdn.microsoft.com/vbasic/downloads. And then if you go to the content type of code snippets, this is where those snippets are going to show up. So we're already trying to write some snippets for where we anticipate that we can add more content. But you know, if you go ahead and request your own snippets, this is where they'll show up. And then we're also encouraging you to write your own. So CodeZone sites are a great place to post your own code snippets. You have to put them into a VSI format, for Visual Studio Installer. So we are going to have information about how to do that on the VBID blog. So that's why I wanted to point you there, because that's where you can find the information for that. Basically, it's just you have the snippet file and a VS content file, so you have to understand the schema for the VS content, but it's pretty easy to do, and then you zip them together, rename it as VSI, and you're done. So.
Do you know of or envision third-party products adding stuff to, like, their framework or their product that are kind of specific to what is included with ours?
Yeah, certainly. I think it'll
be all done the same way, right? It's just another add-on VSI package. It uses the same schema.
Right, VSI is used for all content.
They would
type.
Just use their own folder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this is the site where you would see the Microsoft authored snippets. And then for those CodeZone partners, these are the names of the ones that I currently have that are hosting snippet format. So we would certainly love for you to post on any of these three. And there are more that are continuing to add that functionality. If you are writing your own code snippets, then I would advise using the snippet editor. We had kind of taken a look at how you could easily, you know, edit that code snippet by just going into the XML, and that's useful if you're changing one or two fields, but the snippet editor is really what I would advise for, you know, creating a snippet from scratch or making larger changes, such as two replacements, and...
So this tool just edits the XML file, so you don't have to see it, right? I mean, it's not doing anything totally different.
Something totally magic, yeah. It's just a little friendlier UI, so...
Even though the XML editor is fun.
Exactly.
Just the simply, what does that offer besides raw editing of the text? Anything in particular, like, does it have, you know, some kind of tool that helps automate a process or get you started on a new one?
I can show you what it looks like just so you can see the functionality. This is where you would download it. It's on got.net, and there's a snippet editor workspace. If you just search for a snippet editor, you should find this, and you can get the source here.
So everything we saw before is included, essentially, and this
is
something
you can download.
Right,
these are just kind of the add-ons of
download.
The things you can use. Yeah.
So who created this tool?
So it started off with an intern in the Visual Basic team. Bill McCarthy has done a lot of work on it since it got on this public workspace. But it is an open source project, so anyone can join on if you want to contribute and make any changes.
It's written in VB.net?
Written in VB.net. So once you download it, you just have to compile it in executable, which I've already done on my machine. This is what it looks like. So let's open up a snippet. I'll open up the one that we were just looking at the schema for, so.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Controls. Okay. So you can see on this first pane, fortunately I don't think I can change the text here.
So this is just editing in an XML file in a more visual way.
You can see when I went to open that snippet, I just went under that, you know, that same path that we had identified before for where that snippet lives on disk. And then it's just giving you a view of that XML file and exposing those common fields. So here you can see there's the title, shortcut. So I think what it offers, I mean, we saw how you can edit these directly in the XML, but you can also make edits here. Replacements. I don't know if we'll really have time to get into all the details of how this would work, but essentially if you look at the code part of the XML file, so if we go back here, we went over the references, imports, and all that, but here's the actual code in this code tag. And you see a number of these fields with dollar signs. So those refer to the replacements, and then those are what are described up here. So if you have dollar sign around a string, that means then to, you know, look up for that.
It's like a little template language.
Yep.
Snippet
schema. So just going back to the snippet editor, you can see that you can, you know, create new replacements here, delete some. Here's the reference that we saw before. So you can do your own editing here. And then I just advise that if you open an existing snippet, then to do a save as and go to that My Code Snippets directory so that you'll have your own working directory. And if you wanted to find where that was located on disk, you just go to Tools, Code Snippets Manager, find your My Code Snippets directory. Copy that path.
Between the existing code snippets, using them like samples or examples, and then this tool, seems pretty straightforward to create your own, especially if it's similar to one that exists, or just go from there.
Yeah, certainly. So I think we kind of jumped into a lot of the editing, and I mean, I did want to focus in the beginning on, you know, just teaching you how to use code snippets, because it's gotten into a lot of details that you don't necessarily need to work with to use code snippets. So don't be afraid by all these details. Definitely jump in and just start seeing what's there and start using them. And then once you've used them for a while, I'm sure you'll want to start editing them and customizing them on your own. And we've seen how you can easily do that in the XML editor through the snippet editor. I'm sure more people will create their own editors and then start writing your own and posting them on sites so people can share them.
It sure seems like a cool way to get started, just getting familiar with the new version and exploring what's there in Discovery.
Yeah, you might want to learn the new features, just jump around in the snippet browser and see what exists.
Great. Anything else?
Keep visiting us on our blog and staying tuned for updates.
Thanks. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.